The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Hey, did y'all happen to see this story about this guy in the courthouse in Pittsburgh? He went and was sitting on the toilet, and he was an employee there for the city or whatnot. He was sitting on a turlet, and the turlet exploded while he was on it and, you know, cut him up and stuff. And they made it sound like somebody had planted a bomb in the toilet, but it wasn't. He planted the bomb in the toilet.
What?
Yeah, with his big doo-doo.
Oh.
Gross.
But it was just from faulty plumbing and stuff. The building's so old and it's been needing upgraded, and something happened. It backed up and it didn't explode.
But it broke.
Right. You think of an explosion being fire, you know, and all that. But I guess it busted. It busted
on. Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah.
That's scary.
Uh-huh. Can you imagine, though?
No.
Just sitting on a toilet. The first thing I would think is, oh, my God, have I gained so much weight that a toilet can't hold me?
Right. I'm going to second guess going to the bathroom in a really old building now.
Well, I mean, that's another thing. Why are you taking a dump at the courthouse? You know?
He was nervous.
Well, yeah. I mean, you are there all day. I'm sure it happens.
He's in his 60s, I think.
Oh, poor guy.
But
there, right?
I think so, yeah. The real tragedy is that, you know, Pittsburgh has collected enough local tax money and everything to where they could afford to remodel government buildings and stuff. Yet, they don't have it in the budget to be able to put a toilet in the government building that won't crash when a guy sits on it.
Explode.
Now, that is just a pure sign of waste. Because you know they're just wasting money on dumb stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If I'm that guy, I'm never eating again, because that's where my mind goes, like you said, TJ. Mm-hmm. But is this what it's come to now?
What would make you feel worse about or make you more skittish about using the bathroom again? If it did that, if the toilet just busted under you, or if a snake crawled up out of it?
A snake, because I'm never getting that out of my head.
Yeah.
Like, that's scary.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A Pittsburgh snake. That sounds like a...
sounds like the old Pittsburgh snake.
The old Pittsburgh rattler.
The old Pittsburgh cobra.
That is terrifying. I'd rather have the snake come up through the toilet than it explode under me, though.
No, I can run
away
not.
From the snake. Yeah, I would.
What if it bites you in the butt?
That would be a different story. But if it just scared
look
me,
and you see it coming up. Yeah, because if the snake's coming up, then you're not getting doo-doo all over you. It depends on how long you've been sitting on the toilet as to how bad that's going to be.
Yeah, not only did the toilet explode, but now you've got doo-doo on you.
And it could even be from inside the pipes from other people's doo-doo.
Other people's
Yeah.
Now you've thrown in a wrench in the situation, right?
Yeah.
I just
I walk around with my doo-doo all day only. I mean, and my kids, because I feel like I've done that. But a snake, you're not getting that out of your head. You're checking the toilet every time.
Sure.
Well, you know, I actually thought that there was a big snake in my pipes one time in the toilet when I was sitting on the turlet. Because it's the only thing I could think of that would be happening while the toilet was vibrating underneath me.
What?
And it was when North Carolina had that earthquake. I was on the turlet for that earthquake.
Oh, my God.
And I felt it moving, and I was like, what is that? And then, we had been talking about, how those pythons and boa constrictors and all in Florida have just taken over so much. And then I thought, what if there's one of those big snakes in the pipes of this thing? And because I had earbuds in listening to stuff. And it wasn't until I came out of the restroom that I saw the news that we had had an earthquake.
Yeah.
It was a pretty decent earthquake at that.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember that. Yeah.
Enough to make a toilet shake.
Heck yeah.
you put your earpods in to go use the bathroom?
Yeah.
Do you really?
Oh,
well, back then I did, because the speaker on the phone was terrible. wasn't like it is now. And I do, you know, in the mornings and all, because I don't want to wake anybody up, walk around playing, you know, podcasts and stuff out loud.
Yeah.
So it's like one of the first things you do, you put your
Really? Yeah. And if I can't find them, if I left them in my truck or something, it's like when you left your vape stick out there in your car and you said it was a nightmare because you had to go back down and get it in the apartment.
Oh, a nightmare. That's dramatic.
Well, it was dramatic, but I was also on the 15th floor and I had to go up and down two elevators and through a parking deck in the middle of the city. And it was a nightmare. But that's interesting. You put the AirPods in first thing.
I bet I'm the only Southerner that's ever been sitting on the toilet during an earthquake.
Yeah, right. Mostly tornadoes is what you're thinking, or?
You don't have earthquakes in the South very often that people can actually feel.
Yeah. I remember that. Yeah. That was crazy.
Mm-hmm. And there I am.
Dootin'.
Just completely oblivious to the world around me.
Yeah.
Completely zoned out, listening to Rush Limbaugh.
Maybe it's one of those suburban pythons.
Yeah.
Coming up through the toilet.
I don't know why that was on my mind, but that was the only thing I could figure. Like, what else? I never, ever would have thought North Carolina's having an earthquake.
Yeah, right. No, it was so weird. Mm-hmm. I remember tweeting it. I was like, was that an earthquake? It was.
Yeah. I mean, it measured on the Richter scale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where were you, Lindsay, when the big earthquake hit?
Well, I had a newborn. I was sitting in the living room, and I thought, no joke, I thought an airplane had hit the house. So I get up. This is how out of it I was. I get up. I know what you're thinking. That's dramatic, but I didn't know.
I'm just thinking, we're talking about two different earthquakes, because this one was way before you would have had kids.
Mm. Okay, this one was 2020.
Yeah. Yeah, that we did have one then, too. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. And, oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm up to date now.
Oh, sorry. sorry. And I got up, ran out of the house, and left Delilah.
What? Did you really?
Me, but I just, like, left her in the house. I didn't think anything of it because I was kind of out of it. I was like, you know, tired. Yeah. And I remember talking to my mom and she was like, so you just left the baby in the house? I was like, yeah, I did.
Yes, I did. I sure did.
Yeah.
So the motherly instincts don't kick in right away. Maybe.
I put her under the table, though. She'll be fine.
Yeah.
She was just sitting there in her little bumbo thing. Like, if it was an emergency, that would have not been good.
No, not at all.
Well, you know, Jody freezes in emergencies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I don't know what she would do. If I weren't home and something like that happened, she would just be frozen, you know.
Yeah.
Find her.
I think maybe I'm the same way. I mean, clearly I didn't save anyone's life, so I don't know.
I saved my little friend Jenny's life one day on the boat, and it's a good thing that I was there because Jody would have been zero help.
I mean, that is just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear what she did, Lindsay?
No, I didn't.
We had pulled up to the boat slip to get gas, and you know, when you tie the boat off, there's a little space in between the boat and the boat dock.
Well,
you know how tiny Jenny is. She went to step off the boat and she didn't have her flip-flops on, and the wood on the slip was hot. So then she jumped back, and when she did, she fell right between that side of the boat slip and the boat.
Oh, no.
And I was standing there, and I saw her fall, and I reached and grabbed her to keep her from falling down, and then lifted her back up to put her back on the thing. Because if she would have gone down between that boat, she would have definitely hit her head on something. We may not have ever gotten to her in time.
Oh, my God. You literally saved her life.
Yeah, I did. And and then Jody just goes like this. She's standing in the, and it's a pontoon, and she's standing in the middle of it, and she goes, Jenny! And froze. That's all she did. Jenny! And then that was it.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm glad she stepped into action.
And she was falling so hard, like a, you know, like if you ever done a toothpick off a diving board and you just go straight. Yeah. That's the way she was falling so hard that when I caught her and pulled her back up, it hurt her shoulder.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you, any kind of boat incident like that, that's very dangerous. Mm-hmm. I'm so glad you did. I mean, think about if you both froze, you and Jody froze.
And Michael was, her handsome husband Michael was over there helping the gas attendant get the gas in the boat. So he didn't even see it until all the craziness was happening. And then he ran over to help get her up and all of that. But yeah, it was scary. And it took her about, I don't know, maybe an hour after that before she was giving me crap again.
Oh, well, you got a good hour.
Yeah.
Thanks for nothing.
Yeah.
But I remind her from time to time that I saved her life, literally saved her life.
From time to
time. Absolutely. Yeah. She's here because of you.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
And I don't let her forget it.
No. More Extra Funny next. Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Everybody's talking about, I mean, this isn't a full-on political analysis of anything, but a lot of people are talking about all of the stuff that's been going on in the first week of the Trump administration, how quickly they're moving on a lot of stuff. I don't know if this is true, but I guess it is. I don't know why the people would make this up, but they said that the new Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, Kristi Noem, just met with her employees for the first time. And when she was introduced, she had a walk-up song like an MLB player, and it was Hot Mama by Trace Atkins.
Oh, dear.
So people are kind of giving her a hard time about that. But does she have children?
I think so.
Then she's a hot mama.
She is hot. No doubt about that. I shouldn't say that. I don't know if she has kids, but yeah, she's hot. No doubt about it.
Now, this was the head of Homeland Security to the employees?
Yeah.
You said?
Yeah.
Okay. So well, my sister-in-law works for him. I should ask her.
Yeah. Yeah. And, I'd love to know what hot Kristi Noem is like in person.
She bad.
Yeah.
She real bad.
Yeah. But is that a position, though, that you would want a hot woman to have?
Oh, I didn't know you were going.
No, I'm kidding.
I don't know. I'm just kidding. I don't know if we need the song, the walk up. It's serious. It's a serious role. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I need that.
No.
And yeah, you need an intro song. That's bad.
But it could have been, you know, they write it this way like it was some kind of official big thing, and it could be exaggerated or whatever, you know, because of liberal media writing the story or whatnot. But it could have been something that she didn't even have any knowledge of until it was happening.
Maybe.
I mean, but who would need a DJ anyway at a government?
Well, you know, it's a televised, like it was televised. So I guess,
did you see it?
I saw them airing it yesterday. Yeah. And it looked like it was a huge room. So it sounded like she was addressing the whole department, maybe, but it was televised. So they might've been adding a little razzle dazzle, but she'll probably have a secondary meeting that won't include a walk up song. Hopefully.
Well, yeah.
You never know.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Is that a good song? I don't know that song.
I don't know it either.
Uh-uh.
But I know.
Seems like
what?
Seems like a bad walk up song though. Don't you want it hype? I'm not sure if that's the choice.
Well, I don't know if I've never heard it, but you know, Trace Atkins is
it's a beat.
It is. Mm.
He's a fellow Louisianian, by the way. Married a girl from Jonesboro, Louisiana, which is where my grandparents lived.
Hmm.
And I don't know if she's the one that shot him in the chest.
Oh dear!
What?
But one of his ex-wife shot him in the chest. This was before he was a celebrity, obviously. And I think the story around town is that they, you know, they're friends now, you know, after that.
Bit of a Amy Fisher, Joey Buttafuoco kind of thing. But there was no third person.
Right.
So she just shot him. But they ended up getting together.
Are you friends with someone that shoots you anywhere, much less in the chest, and tries to kill you?
I don't know. I probably would hold a little bit of a grudge and keep them at an arm's length, but
Grudges only weigh you down. You got to let it go.
But he may have just been like, well, you know, I was being an ass at the time. I'd have shot me too. I mean, he may be like that. I don't know.
Is he alive still?
Oh, yeah. He's an actor now.
Really?
Yeah. He still sings and he's an actor. He's about 7 feet tall. He's got a long, thin ponytail. You'd know him if
he's got a hell of a voice.
I recognize him.
Yeah. Firestone. He does those commercials for Firestone.
Does he drink?
I don't know. He's the one. I think one of his first hits, if not the first hit, was I Left Something Turned On at Home.
Oh.
Yeah. Talking about his old lady. He left her turned on at home. All right, I got to go, fellas.
Yeah.
Because I left
something turned. Sorry.
No, sorry. I just stopped because you're on a little bit of a delay. I didn't want to mess you up with me singing.
I heard you start singing, and that's when I stopped. Sorry.
But he seemed like a good old boy.
Yeah, I mean, he's having a good time. It looks like.
What?
So he's been to rehab 3 times.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Lately?
Yeah, a couple years ago.
Huh.
Well, you'll have setbacks here and there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, that. But that's how I knew him. I remember him being on TMZ or one of these places for the drinking.
Mm.
You probably also know Honky Tonk Badonkadonk.
Yeah, that's
Honky Tonk.
She got a honky tonk badonkadonk.
Yeah, that's him.
A dance line, mm-hmm. a line dance.
I do know that one.
Yeah,
what a classic.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, was that where the word badonkadonk became part of our lexicon, or was it from?
I think
did he use it from another song that he had heard? That badonkadonk, was it from a rap song or something? And then he picked up on it and did honky tonk badonkadonk. I don't know, but if you hear someone using the term badonkadonk in reference to someone's butt, then get them a subscription to an updated streaming network or something.
I mean, really,
you know,
they
need to watch a new show of some kind.
There's a new song out by a band called Low Cash. Have you ever heard of them?
Mm-mm.
Low Cash. They're like a country duo. They take Stevie Wonder's Isn't She Lovely?
Yeah.
And they're doing, Isn't She Country?
Oh.
Have skull in her lip? You know, it's like that kind of thing. And they were promoing them for some Super Bowl thing. I don't even remember. But I was like, that is the worst thing I've ever heard. it was awful.
But, you know, I hate when people play Isn't She Lovely for, you know, their girlfriend or their wife or whatever, because it's written about a baby. So Stevie Wonder's daughter was born.
Oh, really?
He wrote that about her. He didn't write it, you know, like trying to romance somebody.
I didn't know that. It's about a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a little weird. But, yeah, it's always used as that.
Mm-hmm. Because you think it's like, isn't she lovely, less than 1 minute old? And then there's a reason why there's a baby, you know, the sounds of a baby in the background and part of it. If you listen to I think it's the very beginning, there's a baby laughing and splashing in a tub.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know that I've ever heard that.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's a little disturbing to play it for like a romance situation.
Yeah.
Wham, wham.
But I love that song. I always have. It's a great song. But yeah, not when you're trying to woo somebody.
No, I don't think so.
Mm-mm.
No.
That song's about a baby. But isn't she country?
Yeah, it was so bad. I was like, are they for real? I guess they got approval from Stevie because it was like the same music and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm looking at it and they're
lyrics were awful.
Yeah, he's wearing like that one of those fashion cowboy hats. When I see one of those kind of cowboy hats that are like clearly made by a hatter or whatever the hell they're called, you know, and you're trying to come across as like hard, you know, countryman, it's like, dude, what are you doing? There's not a spot on that hat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Douchey. And I'm sure they're very nice. But then that one guy's got a soul, you know.
Oh, no, they can't be nice if he's got a soul patch, right? It's 2025.
You know, there are a lot of young, fake cowboy guys in Nashville, live in Nashville.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we go to visit our daughter, and we're there a lot, and you can see them. There's nothing at all country about them.
So bad.
But, you know, there are... there are real country people, and then there are people who dress the part when a country concert comes to town.
Yeah, yeah.
Like when old Luke Combs playing the stadium in Charlotte, I was down there for something, and then, you know, just looking at all the guys, you know, walking by with crisp new flannel shirts on and those square toe cowboy boots that don't have a scuff on them. And he's like, you dressed up for the concert.
For a Lucas concert.
Now, the women is a little different because women can make it, you know, fashionable and all that. Nobody has to say, you know, nobody's going to look at a woman wearing cowboy boots and whatever she's got with her outfit and say, oh, she's just a fake rodeo chick.
Yeah.
She's not a real country rodeo person.
You know, roping anything.
Yeah.
But it is different. It's just different. Girls can pull it off. Guys, you just look like a douche.
Yeah.
Yeah, because people are used to women playing dress up.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what it is.
And men aren't supposed to play dress up. Women do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Throw on those cowboy boots and some white cutoffs and put on your hat and your
And some of them, though, put on a fancy, nice outfit with the really nice boots that match it and all that. They're not even trying to look like real cowgirls. They're just wearing the fashion.
The outfit.
It's because it's so cute.
Yeah. Do you have cowboy boots, Lynn?
Yeah, I do, actually. Yeah. I never wear them. They're uncomfortable.
Yeah, I was going to say, when's the last time you've worn them?
No. Kyle, when we were dating, went to Nashville for work and brought them home as like a gift. And he's always like, are you going to wear those? No. Okay. No. Thank you, though. He's like, well, those were pretty expensive. They're like real leather. Oh, well, thank you. That's all that counts.
Yeah, shoes, that's a hard gift to buy for your woman.
Right.
Yeah.
I bought Jody some shoes. I think it may have been for her birthday this past year, but they were just Adidas.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they were these Hunter Green Adidas shoes that she wanted.
Yeah.
There was a clip. Yeah. There was a clip on Wheel of Fortune. A contestant knocked down Ryan Seacrest the other night, and when Ryan fell, his feet go up in the air, and he's wearing red bottoms. Like he's got Louboutins on, red bottoms.
No way.
I'm like, Ryan Seacrest, you're standing behind that wheel the whole time. You got to throw on some. I don't know what those cost, but I know that's an expensive
shoe.
Makes
sense though.
Yeah,
$1,000 a pair.
I knew they were expensive, and I'm like, and he goes flying, and his feet are up in the air, so. I was like, oh, look at him with these expensive shoes.
I mean, I know he was raised in Georgia, but I mean, he is the quintessential LA guy all the way down now. I mean, he's become Mr. Hollywood, Mr. LA, and he probably sleeps in designer pajamas and stuff in case somebody comes by with a camera or anybody sees him. They need that image of him being, you know, Mr. Cool Hollywood.
Yeah.
But I would much rather see that than I can't get used to watching these men wearing nice suits with tennis shoes. I can't take it. All those sports guys, you know, those ESPN goofballs, you know, wearing those tennis shoes with their shorts. Haktui Jeffries, the leader of the Democrats in the House, to the inauguration the other day, he was wearing tennis shoes with his suit.
Oh, was he really?
Yeah.
Not like nice dressy sneakers, but like tennis shoes, like Nike or something.
No, they were, you know, colored leather.
Fashion sneakers.
Right. Fashion. But to me, I just, you know, a suit is so dressy, but then you're going to wear casual shoes with it. Doesn't make sense to me. Mm-hmm. Nor has it ever made sense to me to wear those brown shoes with a dark suit or a gray suit. I never got that guys would do, wear those brown shoes and a brown belt.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I don't have credibility now because, I mean, I'm dressing from BJ's and Costco because I caught obesity. But I used to really be a nice dresser. I knew all the rules, too.
Yeah.
But now, you know, when your clothes used to come from, you know, a small section in a store or a small store, so now they come from a huge store from a table where there are groceries on the other side.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
it's a little reality.
You lose your credibility about, you know, fashion news.
Maybe.
Well, no, there's something to those brown shoes, though, not being, because, you know, London's all up on the fashion.
Mm-hmm.
And Kyle has a big client in London, so he goes once a year. And he was wearing brown shoes one time. This was before we met, but he tells me the story. They say, we have a logo, we have a saying here, no brown in town. And it's talking about the shoes. No brown in town. Like, go home, change, no brown in town.
Yeah, so if you're going to wear brown, be out in the countryside.
Yeah.
If you're in the city, you need to be dressed more elegantly with darker colors.
So there's something to it, TJ.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Mm-hmm. Wow, I didn't know Kyle was an imbecile with dressing. Oh, yeah, oh my God.
He was wearing brown. I don't know what kind of brown shoes. I don't know with what, but yeah.
I'm just kidding.
He won't do it again, though. Oh, I'll tell
mortified.
You that.
No, he won't. He learned him.
No brown intent.
Yeah.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.